If you routinely go outside ski area boundaries or head into the backcountry, then you already know this as one of the spookiest and scariest sounds you will ever hear, especially when a friend is headed down the slope.
Oh! Gooder, hold up!
That woomph signals the collapse of a weak snow layer under a fresh heavy layer. It's an early warning for this... an avalanche. According to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, 23 people died in avalanches in the U.S. last year. That includes 3 people killed in Alaska. Over the last 70 years, Alaska is second only to Colorado for total number of deaths. There are urban avalanche advisories, routinely issued by the city and borough of Juneau, but those only apply to the nearby mountains that tower over downtown. Usually, anyone who goes outside Eagle Crest ski area boundaries or heads into the backcountry wouldn't know about conditions unless they've trained to recognize avalanche hazards. Mike Janes, a Juneau-based avalanche forecaster and educator, says the new Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center compiles observations from the general public as well as professionals and puts it up on a website for people to check before they head out.
We really encourage anybody to post. It's kind of a crowdsourcing approach, right? If somebody sees an avalanche or triggers one or sees some sign of instability, like, it's great to be able to share that. And it doesn't take a professional to share a lot of this information.
The website also includes a map of alpine weather conditions around Juneau. Jane says their goal is providing actual avalanche forecasts for some of the more popular backcountry recreation areas around Juneau. Eventually, other areas in southeast Alaska, like in Ketchikan and Sitka, may be included. With the pandemic prompting more people to get outside and away from others, Janes is concerned about people heading into the backcountry without avalanche experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely the worry. I mean, from when I saw an Eagle Crest last spring, for example, just looking from not just inside the ski area boundary, but outside of the ski area boundary, you do have people traveling out in these places that don't have rescue training or as much knowledge.
But it turns out that Janes may need to worry more about Juneau's expert skiers and snowboarders than those who are new to the sport. Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says it's already been a rough season in the Colorado backcountry.
We have had 4 fatal accidents in Colorado so far this year, all in December.
Green is also co-author of research looking at the training and experience of those caught in avalanches immediately before and after the pandemic shut down Colorado ski areas in mid-March. Green says there were worries then, just like there are now in Juneau, about new users, beginning and intermediate skiers and snowboarders, venturing outside of any closed areas.
And that was going to continue into this current winter, where the ski industry was going to have more regulations, and so more people were going to go into the backcountry, and that these new users, these inexperienced users, were going to cause a bunch of accidents.
But Green says that wasn't the case. They discovered that advanced to expert users, those who already had specialized training and skills to identify hazards, were more likely to get caught or killed in an avalanche.
We did see some accidents where people said that they were trying to go into new places because of use patterns, changes in use patterns. So, you know, we certainly can't say, like, you know, everybody was doing that, but we can point to, again, anecdotally, a couple specific events and say, you know, hey, that did happen.
In other words, a few people admitted using their training and experience to venture further into potentially risky areas to get away from others. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.